This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
We are live on Facebook. Hello, Facebook. How many viewers do we have, Christian? Zero.
Wow.
One. Hey. Here comes one.
Yeah, use a
you're number one.
Use a different finger next time.
You are
man.
Number one.
Use a different finger next time.
Christian.
How many now? Two. Still number one?
What the hell's wrong with you?
Just one.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, we are just talking to you. Who is that one person?
Can't see it.
Can't see it?
Andrew?
Denise can't see it.
I'm Chaz.
Oh, it's Mamsie.
AJ. It's Mamsie.
We get two.
Sorry.
Mamsie's always there for
always
us.
Of course, always Mamsie.
I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hi.
Pam's over there.
Hi.
Phil is out. Andrew is in.
That's Andrew.
Christian is running the camera there. He came up through our intern department. Now he's and so did Andrew.
Yes.
These two guys.
Right. They don't stop.
Look at them now. They're big time radio stars.
Big time radio people.
Yeah. Welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast Facebook Live thing. How many now?
A lot.
15.
Look at that. They
right,
multiplied.
So we went from 1 to 15.
See,
so
two people got together with two rabbits.
We're cranking up the numbers. So you want to talk about the Fonz first?
Hey!
AJ's going to meet the Fonz today.
After 40-some-odd years, I finally get to meet Henry Winkler.
Are you excited? What are you going to ask? What are you going to do? We're going to get this on video, right?
Well, first you're going to see me actually meeting him, so there's going to be the anticipation to walk towards him.
Oh.
I'm going to try not to do it in slow motion like you see in the movies, you know?
Like a robot?
I'll be wearing a white shirt billowing. No, sorry. It's not like that at all, no.
All right.
But no, but I'm going to meet him, and I'm not sure what I'm going to tell him first. I have no idea how much time I'll
good.
Have
good, don't
him.
Think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just do it.
That'll be
I'm
the best.
I'm just going to shoot from the hip.
All right, if you have any ideas as to what AJ should ask the Fonz, write that.
What's that? We got to turn the volume up. Everyone's saying, okay.
It's on a delay, so I just
did. You did?
Mm-hmm. What was wrong with it?
Oh, we're cranked now.
Oh,
or
really?
Should we all be talking like this?
Oh, we'll just yell. Okay.
Sorry.
What's that, Andrew?
No, we're good.
Okay.
Everything's good.
All right, everything's
that was an
good.
Official engineering term.
All right.
Scientific.
So you're going to meet the Fonz?
Yes, I am.
Have
yep,
fun.
Exactly.
Lifelong dream.
Mm. Yep, finally. I mean, Henry Winkler, I've been a fan of his movies, him as Fonzie.
You
I
knew
mean,
more about him than he knew about him.
Yeah, I think I refreshed his course there. Yep.
It was right? My favorite.
It was nuts.
It was.
I don't know how many people this guy has been interviewed by since the 70s.
Yep.
But he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to name you the official Happy Days historian.
Hopefully I'm the only one, like, I'm fine, like he tells everybody that.
Right.
You know, like 15 like, people, I'm the official historian. He, like he tells people that, like right. You tell the girl, you're the only one.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I find out.
There's like 900 people there.
Right.
Walmart. You know what Henry told me? I'm the official Happy Days historian.
It's just his way of getting a nutbag off the phone.
Right.
Yeah.
You think there's an official, like, Henry Winkler, the Fonz historian Facebook page.
Right.
That yeah, everybody's 90,000 followers.
Exactly. I'm like 90,001.
Yeah.
Maybe I have no idea. So.
Well, I'm happy for you, man.
And so am I.
He turned out to be a great interview.
Yeah, nice guy. Nice, well, you know, and I have no idea how much time I'll have with them, but I'm utilized every single
record every second.
Because I forgot
we'll
to mention the episode where Richie and the guys were all camping, and Fonzie, they were telling these girls that they met that they were Tunisian camel jockeys, and then Fonzie came up to see them, and then they turn around, they're like these guys are Tunisian camel jockeys, and he burst out laughing because Fonzie got popped by a cop on the way up with the motorcycle. So they would pretend they didn't know Fonzie, and Fonzie goes, hey, who am I? And Ralph Mouth totally like just like narked on everybody. We're actually from Milwaukee. We're not Tunisian camel jockeys, this and that. So the girls leave. They decide they like them anyway. They come back, and Fonzie's all by himself. And he says, I'm going to sleep outside under the stars. And he lays down.
Oh, man, I remember
this. He lays down, right? He rolls his jacket up, and he lays down. He goes to lay down, and all of a sudden you hear all the nature, like the frogs, the crickets, everything, like making lots
too
of
noise. Too much noise.
And he goes, cool it!
Yeah.
And everything shuts.
Everything stops.
Let's see the Lone Ranger do that.
Right.
Yeah, I love how you remember the exact quotes.
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's going to be happy to see me or like sign like an order of restriction.
Yeah, he's going to say, get off my leg. let go of me. You're hurting me.
Hey, let go of the Fonz's leg. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every line of every show.
Yep.
It's sick.
Yep.
And then we got pulled in to the governor's fight.
Speaking of line.
This week.
Yep.
Yeah.
One line. Famous now.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to be balanced. You know, I'm not balanced with
trying.
My political preferences.
Right.
But we like to hear all points of view,
you
especially
should.
Now.
You
lots
should.
At stake.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And management has been like, you know, can you be a little bit more, you know, because we got all kinds of people who listen. I'm like, yeah, you make a good point. So we have this meeting, and then the very next day, we go on the air, I look up, and on the television is a commercial. It says, Chaz and AJ in the morning has one of these gray microphones. It's a black and white picture of a microphone.
Yep.
I'm like, what is going on here? And we listen, and it's me asking Ned Lamont a question, and I pinned him down on taxes.
Yep.
So I said, will you raise taxes? And he said, if it's part of a better or a like a better overall plan.
One of those essay question answers.
I say, yes or no? And he says, yes.
Guess which part they kept?
That's going to be used from now until November.
Oh, it's going to be a t-shirt.
Yeah, because you have them on tape saying, I will raise taxes.
Yep. Whoops.
Boy, it aired about 90 times yesterday.
Easily.
Just on one channel.
Yeah, I think it's like 200 now.
It's on every channel.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Every second.
Yep.
Right.
I shut my TV off.
So now
up.
We're trying to get Ned on the show, and we, how are we doing with that, Pam?
Bad.
Right.
They're getting back to me.
That's good.
All right.
Do you want to know what the latest is?
Yeah, please.
So there's two people I've been reaching out to. One of the people we know because he used to work for the Attorney General.
Right.
So I called him yesterday, and he texted me right back and said, hey, I'll give you a call. I'll call you right back. And I go, great.
That old line?
Yeah, I know. And then I didn't hear from him all day, so I wrote him like, hey, and then nothing back.
Right.
So today I have to, you
well,
know.
Well, we want him
just
to be
every day
on,
I've been
and,
calling
you know,
them both.
I don't know how you don't come on this show.
Right.
If you want to win.
Seriously.
All right.
Should I send like a fruit basket? I don't know.
You pay for
want
it?
To be nice, but not that nice.
You paying for it?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I'm paying for me tax to afford one.
Yeah. Pam will go out, get a fruit basket, and then eat it.
Exactly.
Send them a rotten banana.
You want me to eat fruit? Not going to happen.
Yeah, not going to happen.
This is true. It will make it, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's dipped in chocolate.
Unless it's, there you go.
All right. Any comments, Andrew?
There are Adam Jacob.
Adam Jacob?
Do you know Adam?
Probably.
Okay. So he's going to Philly for cancer treatment.
Oh.
On Sunday.
Wow.
Going to Philly for... cancer treatment.
Oh.
Sunday, 6 weeks. 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
All right.
Good
luck,
man.
Brother.
You got this.
Lots of thumbs up for the live stream.
You got this.
Thumbs up. Thanks for thumbs up.
Pam, you got a compliment about your shirt.
Thank you. Yeah. It's straight.
What, there's no stains on it?
No stains, no holes.
This is new, that's why.
Can you get a close-up of that shirt?
Yeah, give us some time.
Yeah, so far it's pretty good.
It's early.
It's about like maybe 2 months old,
it's
so
only 10/16.
It's still fairly new.
Yeah. It's only 10/16.
How many times have you worn that? Why are you pulling the front out?
Because I'm showing it.
Big party? Oh.
I don't know why.
Are you showing?
I didn't need to do that.
Right. What are you showing? We're back to the fruit again. Here comes the melons.
Yeah.
Here it is. I've probably worn it about once a week for the past 2 months, three months.
Right. So not much.
Bad. Right. Yeah. Sometimes right. I wear it to bed and then I wake up in the morning and I just continue wearing it.
Well, if you like the shirt, don't wear it to bed. You wear your
I know.
The not going out shirts to bed.
Yeah,
right.
I got to learn
But
that.
Nobody sleeps in a tuxedo.
Yeah, because you sweat in it, then you're all around.
It's all bad. It's
all grody and crunchy.
All right, what else?
We have Happy Friday. Lots of
you got to yell. You're not near a mic.
We got lots of thumbs up. We got
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Adida. Says Lamont is just Beloit 2.
Well,
you didn't need to read that one.
Well, that's what he said.
Yeah, we're trying to get Lamont.
But there's all these other comments.
Nope. Okay, then.
Yep.
Life is too short.
I like how Andrew's like,
backseat
I'm not
driver.
Doing my job good, so why don't you just
backseat
do it?
Backseat driver, go for it. Go ahead. You okay. Take the wheel. You take the wheel.
Can you give me
don't
the...
Chase, let's see.
Don't chase waterfalls? No?
Wow. This blows.
Somebody watching from Myrtle Beach. Dan says,
"Hello, Myrtle Beach."
On your shirt yet? I'm proud.
Yay!
Peter says, "Nice shirt."
What's that, Pam?
Talk to Henry about Better Late Than Never, old folks reality show. That's from Mamsie.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh.
So
okay.
All right, good.
That's
thank God it's Friday.
That's new stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And then what was this week about with the uprising of the interns?
Yeah, what's up with that?
It was like the machines attacked.
Right.
Right, so Stashball called me a dumbass.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I didn't even know this. So he sends me an email later and he apologized on the air. I said,
right.
Don't worry about
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
And then I thought, don't worry about it. But then I was like, what?
No, worry about it.
Then he sent me a nice email and it turns out Pam says Phil told him to send that email.
I believe it was a friendly suggestion because I don't know how it all went down.
I heard Phil wrote it.
But I believe from
what I was kind of, you know, half zoned in, half zoned out. That Stashball came in to talk to Phil about it and, like, felt really bad. Like, he really did feel bad. And Phil just said, hey, why don't you just, like,
send an email
and let him know what you think, like, how you feel. And
so his big head is actually able to get in through the doorway.
So
no, but what's funny about that is Pam has seen this all along, has been calling it all along. We thought she was just jealous.
Right.
It's like a tad bit jealous and a more... Yeah, it's just like this much jealousy.
There's I'm jealousy a and complete pissed off. Right?
You don't like other people to get attention.
I only want the attention all for myself.
Yeah. At least you know that. Isn't that half the problem?
I don't know.
Like when you don't know it.
Right.
I'm in denial myself. I like
attention.
Yeah.
We all do. We all do. Neck. That's why we're in this friggin' business.
Yeah, you don't get into this business to be background.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
But yeah, so he sent a nice email. I thought, okay, that's fine. And then the other kook. What's his name? Corey.
Yeah, what was that?
So I give him an opportunity to come on the air and do a bit, right? And then he comes at me on the air. Like, okay, good luck with your career.
Remember he called you Chucklehead?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he called us Chuckleheads.
That's right. That's what he said.
And then I said something. He's like, I thought this was a comedy show.
Like, oh, I didn't
you know,
know
what?
That.
If you start at the fire department and you start screwing with the chief right off the bat, let me know how that goes for you.
Yeah, first of all, no one's paying you to think,
you got to pay your dues.
Right.
Right? You got to pace yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't advance yourself here.
But I'm like, man, what happened to all the great interns?
Yeah.
You know?
You used to like go like this and they
I
do
was
things
spoiled.
For you.
We had Andrew.
We did.
Christian.
Mm-hmm. Christian, right? Christian, one of the best.
Phil was an intern.
Right. At one time, we'll ignore that part, but yeah.
So I think I said something like, I want to put all the interns in a room and roll a hand grenade in.
You did say that.
I think that's exactly what I said.
And I said,
that's it.
And
clean house.
And I remember Pam saying she was going to buy the hand grenade.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. We need to start all of it. So we're looking for interns. If you know people, they have to be getting college credit.
Right.
Or like credit from CSB.
Right. And don't talk back.
Send them here.
Right.
Look what has happened for Andrew, for Kristen. This kid.
The launching pad.
He's a rock star in this building now.
He is a rock star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stashball,
he's a rock.
Yeah. You know, I was excited for him until like last week.
Actually, more of a pillow.
Phil.
That's right.
Who else? There's like a number of people who have like come through the Chaz and AJ program.
Exactly.
So if you know someone who wants to get into radio, they're getting credit from CSB or college.
Andrew's giving
send
us a
them
finger.
Our way because we're ready.
Yes, we need.
Eric and Dan want to know who ended up as loser of the week.
Who was loser of the week?
It was Mother Nature.
Good question.
Mother Nature.
Okay.
Yep.
Why? You were the only one who voted for Mother Nature.
No? Somebody else called and also Pat.
Yeah. From the Oyster Fest, right.
Put it over the top.
Close race.
Yep.
All right, anything else? Let's get out of here. Let's start this weekend.
Yeah, come on. I got things to do.
Oh, Wingnut.
Wingnut.
Yes, I said Wingnut.
All right, don't mention that
part. So Wingnut interned for me back in the 90s.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, another great intern.
Yep.
See, there's an opportunity on this show to walk in and become
Fathead.
A household name. Fathead. He's working at ESPN right
That's
now.
That's right, Fathead. Yep. Yeah.
So, could be you.
So I don't know. You could either screw it up or you can make it a thing.
Yep.
So
you talk
these
back,
guys have
done.
Made it a thing. Smart. Right.
Exactly. Didn't talk back.
Others don't make it a thing.
Right. Like
they
those
don't
idiots.
Leave their nails on the table.
Right. So he broke off a nail and left it there.
What happened?
Like a
it's right there right now.
That's what that arrow is, AJ.
So this arrow?
It's right there.
It's a thumbnail too. It's not even one of the little ones. It's the thumbnail.
There it is right there. Ew. The hell is that?
He just literally sat there.
That's the intern's
and ripped
nail.
The whole thing off and left it there.
I need a shower. I need a freaking shower now.
Gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
That's gross.
This is why we need to clean
here?
House.
Yeah, there it is.
Clean house.
There it freaking is.
Get him out.
No, we literally have to clean the house. We have to clean the freaking house now.
We have to clean.
I want to have my outfit right here.
Get him out.
Get him out.
Yeah. So that's it. Have a great week. So AJ's meeting the Fonz.
Yes, I am.
What's that, Andrew?
McGilla.
Thank you to Dawn Sedia for that.
Another rock star, McGilla.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of great names.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Household names now.
Household
Thank
names.
Thank you.
But yeah, Andrew's, AJ's going to meet the Fonz.
Hey.
Tomorrow's the Milford Oyster Festival. Yep. John Cafferty, Eddie Money.
Right.
Pam will be there hosting the oyster eating competition.
Yes.
She'll be helping them too.
And I think Nigel Ryan's going to be there in the competition.
He's eating.
Look at her face. Because now she knows she has to share the stage. It's not just about Pam now. Look at Get a close up of this.
Wow.
Watch this.
Wow.
Watch. Look at.
Seeing this in person is so different.
Yeah. Look.
She's turning red.
What the hell, Ryan?
Is she turning red?
Get your own gig, okay? Right. This is my thing.
Yep.
Because I've always wanted to eat it. I've always wanted to eat in the pastry eating contest.
You have to actually enter.
This is Pam, excited to be sharing the stage with a coworker.
Pam doesn't like the word sharing.
Yeah.
I'm great. Okay,
what is this sharing you mentioned of?
Yeah.
I never
watched Barney growing up, so I never learned the concept.
That's true, you know what? Yeah. You know what I say to that? You want someone who wants it all. All right? You find the person who's like, oh, yeah, we're all on the same team and the radio station's all. No, I don't want you on the team.
Unless you're having
pizza. I want someone who's like, I'm going to win.
Yeah.
This station's the best station.
It is.
Right.
Unless the pizza. You want somebody to
F
say, I
everyone
want it
else.
Yeah.
It's FU Friday.
Right.
Yeah, we got to bring that back.
Bring back FU Friday.
Yeah. And remember Throat Punch Thursday.
Throat Punch Thursday.
That's right.
It was
we
Throat
need that.
Punch.
Oh, and boy, Jesus, Corey wouldn't be alive right now if he was here for Throat Punch Thursday. I would have friggin', I don't want to harm a kid, but I would have let AJ do it.
No, you pay some children.
He hates children.
Just get some K2. It's fine.
No, right, yeah. Get him some K2.
It's so easy. You pay somebody his age to do it.
Right. All right. So, yeah, then Milford Oyster Festival Saturday, and AJ's at the Colonial Tavern Car Show Sunday in Oxford.
Yep.
Busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy, busy.
All right. So, good luck to Kristen on his whole deal.
Yes, he's, that deal. That
thing. In the running for something very special. We hope he gets it.
Miss America?
Andrew, thank you for filling in. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
I see you in an evening dress.
Andrew, we'll see
Practice
you Monday. All right. Have a great time with Ryan, Pam.
If he makes it.
Yeah. She's going
to
sabotage him.
I'm going to get him back to his legs.
Thank you
Sorry,
for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling the show. We'll see you Monday.
Ha.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.